All right, everyone. I'm testing out our new mic. I'm sorry if it's really, really loud or if the audio is not exactly synced appropriately, but I was getting really frustrated with my last one and been moving stuff around. I'm redoing my office, so everything's kind of everywhere. Anyways, welcome to episode 40 of Ain't That Some Shit? Your host, Emma. How's it going? How you doing? It is March 16th, year of our Lord 2024, a day before St. Paddy's Day. Top of the morning to you. How you doing? People, I am apologizing for the infrequency of my episodes. Three kids, craziness, hard to get any quiet time, but I got it, so I'm gonna use it. So, all right. We had the State of the Union a couple days ago. I want to say it was last week. Biden was, I gotta say, he wasn't his usual self. He wasn't stumbling over words, forgetting names, acting all kinds of old. No, he was angry. He was fiery. I think he had a little help from his son. Honestly, I think he got a little bit of that, nose dandruff to speed him along because he was snapping at everything, but he did make a gaffe, GAFF gaffe. I recently learned that word. It's when people say the wrong thing and it just, embarrasses them. He was pressured by Marjorie Taylor Greene, representative from Georgia. She, if you know about Marjorie, then you already know where this is going. She is a diehard MAGA, pro-Trump, doesn't give a shit, unashamed, unapologetic. She was wearing a red blazer, red hat, and she had a button. She had a button with a picture of a young woman whose name is Laken Riley, Laken, Laken. And this young woman, depicted on Marjorie Taylor's button, was murdered by an illegal immigrant that came across the border. And Marjorie yelled out to Biden something along the lines like, "Say her name, say Laken Riley's name." And Joe Biden said twice the wrong name, Lincoln Riley. So I said maybe he misheard, but then again, wouldn't he have been aware of this incident? Venezuelan illegal, Venezuelan national. Okay, brutally murdered this poor young woman. The Venezuelan is Jose Ibarra. Jose, everyone knows how to spell that. I, B as in boy, ARRA, who is an active gang member, killed this 22-year-old Georgia nursing student, Laken Riley, as she was out for a jog. And last Sunday, Biden apologizes for calling him illegal and changed it to say that he's undocumented. Wow. Hold on. Okay, MSNBC's Jonathan Capehart said to Biden during an interview that aired on Saturday, "You feigned shock at seeing Marjorie Taylor Greene, but during your response to her heckling of you, used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Laken Riley." And Biden interrupts at this point, is like, "Undocumented, an undocumented person. Why are you making excuses for the scum that took the life of a promising young woman? Okay, you should have just called him a piece of shit that crawled through our open country's borders." I think many people will be on board of that, but no, he's pandering to the fucking people who are like, "Words are violence." Retards. "And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented," Biden claimed, even though the correct legal terminology is, in fact, illegal alien, like it's on their papers. If you're an American, you go anywhere and you commit a crime, you're an illegal alien who committed a crime in a foreign country. It is what it is. He continues to say, "And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talk about at the border was, well, one of the things I talked about at the border was his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. And I talked about what I'm not going to do, that I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. Fuck you. Fuck you, Biden. Fuck you. All right? No, the people who came through legitimately with visas and Ellis Island, who may have paid a coyote to take them across the border, but then they paid their dues and become naturalized citizens, like my parents, okay? They built this country. People who were brought here, their ancestors were brought over as slaves and forced to work, and then they got their liberation, and then they contributed to society as law-abiding citizens. They built this country. Illegal shits that prey upon our young, vulnerable, our elderly, vulnerable, any fucking person who is minding their own business, completely unaware as to the danger surrounding them because of this fucking illegal piece of shit that decides, I'm going to do this. They have something I want, whatever that is. Maybe just their life. I want to take their life from them. Fuck you, Biden. No, they I'm not going to treat any of these people disrespect. Fuck you. That's why your polling numbers are shit. Like the one time that he's fucking lucid and angry and just in your face about all this stuff and I believe in a one America. Bullshit. Bullshit. Nah, fuck out of here. And then Capehart Press. So you regret using that word? Yes, Biden responds. Yeah. And then at some point they want to walk it back and be like, well, no, the White House is saying that he did not apologize after calling accused Lake and Riley murderer and illegal. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton said there was no apology during Biden's interview with Jonathan Capehart. Lady, where the fuck were you? I just read it. I'm sure anyone can find the interview on MSNBC with Jonathan Capehart. C-A-P-E-H-A-R-T. Fucking look it up. Where he said he regretted the term illegal to refer to Jose Ibarra, a Venezuelan national who's accused of murdering. Dalton says, I want to be really clear about something. The president absolutely did not apologize. There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He walked back the term illegal, wanted to say undocumented instead. Undocumented sounds better, right? You say something is illegal, it's forbidden, it's wrong, it shouldn't happen, it shouldn't exist. It's against the fucking law, bitch. All right? I'm sorry, I'm riled up. I had a glass of tomato juice and it tastes amazing. I put a little bit of lime and it has me going. Highly recommend. And if you have vodka, throw some vodka. But what the fuck you mean? There is no apology anywhere in that conversation. She says he was speaking passionately about knowing what it meant to lose it. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck Biden. Fuck that whole story. I lost a son. Yeah, to cancer. To cancer. Well into his middle age. Let me look it up. Let's look it up. Bo Biden. Age of death. Okay? Before I start getting into this. Because I don't think he was fucking 22. He served as the 44th attorney. Okay. All right. He died of glioblastoma at the age of 46. Lake and Riley was 22. She was just starting adulthood. She was 4 years into being on her own as an adult, taking responsibility, living her life. She didn't even have a fucking family yet. She had her parents. Like, that does not compare. It's tragic the younger that a child is lost. I will never be like, well, you know, 46 equates to 22. No, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. That's a slap in the face being like, oh, well, you lost your son at 25. I lost mine at 53. I understand. No. No. Or the parent of a child who was lost during a school shooting, and the child is like 9, and you would be like, yeah, I lost my 46-year-old. I understand. No, you fucking don't. You saw them grow up. You saw the adult they were going to be. You saw them accomplish becoming an attorney general of Delaware. Time completely lost. Time those parents will never get with their child of 22 years old. Years of age, they're not even going to know what she would have become if she would have given them grandchildren. Like, I hate it that he keeps, you know, what is it, excavating the grave and parading his son and being like, I know what it's like to lose a son. He had cancer. He was known to have cancer. Everyone knew he was going to die. And he died at the age of 46. As opposed to telling your child, hey, I hope your job is going well. I'm so proud of you. You're an adult. You're on your own. And never getting a text back. I'm not saying this happened to Lincoln Riley. I'm just saying, brand new adult. Life gone. Unexpectedly. Unprepared. By a fucking illegal that was allowed across the border due to Biden's policies. I would be livid to no end if I was Lakin's mom. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. Fuck Biden. Fuck the White House. Fuck Olivia Dalton. All right? Fuck you. All right. So we spoke about briefly the whole Fanny, whatever, Willis nonsense, and Nathan Wade, their tryst, and how angry she was when she was being questioned, everything. Well, the judge ruled, judge rules that one of them has to step down, either Fanny or Nathan Wade, and Nathan Wade got kicked out. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade resigned on Friday, last Friday, from his position in the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Wade's resignation was accepted by the Fulton County District Attorney's Office after Judge Scott McAfee ruled just hours earlier that either Wade stepped down or Fani Willis stepped down. The reason being, the justification, the grounds for the possible disqualification is allegations that she had misused taxpayer dollars and showed favoritism to Wade. Like, come on. I said this during the last episode. Just like, who carries around that kind of cash just to be like, oh, you took me to Tahiti here. Here's a cool $2,500. I just carry cash. If you grew up in the same home I did, or if you talk to my father, he'd tell you, we just carry cash in the house. I don't know. Like, you're that untrusting of the government. You work for the government. That's one. You're that untrusting of the government that you're hiding shit in your mattress, like the mafia dons did. Or you're putting it in the walls? Yeah, okay. In his ruling, Judge Scott McAfee said that Willis acted with a tremendous lapse in judgment. And he found an appearance of impropriety, her impropriety, and said that they failed to meet the burden of proving a conflict of interest. The defendants, the people bringing up the case against her, failed to meet their burden of proving a conflict of interest. So those who were accusing Wade and Willis of doing stuff, they didn't have sufficient evidence. However, it was still not kosher. It still was unusual, the relationship that they had. And the fact that Nathan Wade hadn't tried anything close to this, and he was put on the what is it? I believe he was supposed to be prosecutor. Yeah. No. I'm glad for this ruling because, you know, it shows like, all right, someone's actually fucking thinking that we can't just put people we're sleeping with or allegedly sleeping with, whatever you want to take it, into positions that they're not qualified for and be like, yeah, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. Let's see. Willis was accused by co-defendant Mike Roman of being romantically involved with Wade at the time that she hired him for the Trump case. Yeah. A witness testified last month that the romantic relationship between Willis and Wade began after the before the case started. While Willis maintains that the relationship didn't take place until later. Okay. All right. I'm going to leave that as is. Okay. In other news, the fucking airlines. I am terrified of flying now. If it's not my own plane, fuck it. I don't want to get on it. Another plane lost something midair. United Airlines Boeing 737 lost external panel midair. Oh, hold on. There was something else that I saw about Boeing. It was a Boeing whistleblower. You guys are going to lose your fucking minds. Hold on. Yeah, okay. Yeah. John Barnett, a former quality manager at Boeing, was found dead with self-inflicted wounds. Supposedly self-inflicted. I don't believe he did it. Just like Epstein. In his truck outside of a Holiday Inn he had been staying at in Charleston, South Carolina on March 9th, 2024. This man was a quality manager. And many companies, in order to adhere to regulations, whether it be OSHA or any other governing body, they have their internal quality managers assess their workflow. Meaning that John would go to the hangar, would go to where they assemble, where they maintain, where they do anything to these kind of planes, and look for anything that is not up to code. Whether it's how the people are working, the safety conditions, the process in which they are maintaining these aircrafts, right? Like you put the washer on the bolt before you screw it in, that kind of thing. And if there's no washer, then the bolt will just spin around and possibly come loose. You guys following me? And he found so many infractions, so many things wrong, so many things out of regulation, and brought them to his boss. And his boss sent someone else, and that someone else came back with less than half of those infractions listed. And it's like, in that time frame, how did they fix everything? So John did his due diligence. Bless him. As wherever he ends up, he died doing the right thing, in my opinion. He rose the flag. He blew the whistle. He was like, this is not okay. This is, people's lives are at stake. And you cannot tell me that in the matter of a week, I believe it was a week. You're going to have to double check me. But that all the things that I found, more than half were rectified. No. No, it would require the shutting down of production. It would require money lost in terms of, you know, the product being issued out of the planes leaving the hangar. It would require a full-scale revision, making sure that everything's being done appropriately. And because they were like, no, it's fine. You found too many issues. He blew the whistle. Let's see. Barnett was in Charleston for a deposition for a lawsuit in which he alleged Boeing was retaliating against him for voicing his complaints. In 2020, the House of Representatives concluded an investigation into the company, which found that Boeing dismissed employee concerns, prioritize deadlines and budget restraints over safety. How does that not terrify you? You're in a fucking tin can up in the air, and if something goes wrong, I really hope you made your peace with God. How is that not terrifying? And things are getting warmer. Summer is around. You know, people are planning their vacations. Fuck it. If you can't drive there, I suggest don't. Don't go. Oh my goodness. And they fail to be transparent with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. In another incident, Ed Pearson, a Boeing whistleblower who spent 10 years at the company, testified to Congress in 2019, refused to fly on a plane he boarded after realizing it was a 737 MAX. That's the one where the door blew off. So just last week, Boeing 737 loses an external panel. How important is that panel? I'm not sure, but still, parts are falling off the plane. Oh, goodness. All right, so a United States Boeing 737 lost an external panel while it was in the air between San Francisco and Oregon. That's not that far of a flight. On Friday, with the airline crew only discovering that the part was missing after the plane landed. Nice. The Boeing 737, which departed around 10:40 a.m. as United Flight 433 was carrying 139 passengers and 6 crew members, landed safely an hour later at Rogue Valley International Medford Airport, the New York Post reported. Airport Director Amber Judd told the outlet that after one of the plane's external panels was found to be missing, the airport's operations were temporarily halted as it conducted a safety check on the runway. Let's make sure it didn't fall out on the runway. Okay, but what about all the land it had to come over? Or did they just fly without it? Like, there's no answer. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the picture now. So if you guys go onto X, onto Twitter, and look at World News Global, and find this tweet that says, breaking, United Airlines Boeing 737 loses panel mid-flight after takeoff. You see the panels ripped off. This shit does not look like it's been maintained well at all. You can see the internal machinery. Fuck no, I'm not flying on these shits anymore. Fuck out of here. Oh my god. No, the bolts are missing. There's like 2 left still. But this thing looks ripped out like fucking Iron Giant took a bite out of it. Oh my god. Shit fucking Christ on a cracker. This latest mid-air incident comes amid a string of mishaps involving Boeing aircrafts. Last week, a tire fell off. Let me open this link. Oh my god. Tire falls off United Boeing flight during takeoff, damages multiple cars. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. But I remember, if you guys listened to the comics podcast, I believe it was last episode or the one prior to, I referenced the Donnie Darko incident where that fucking plane turbine just drops from the sky and lands on a house. Yo, what the fuck? What the fuck? I can't. All right. Gonna leave you guys with that. Let's move on to the next one. West Point. West Point is the military academy that... Hold on, let me open this. It's a military academy. You go in there, you come out an officer. You don't have to go through the whole basic stuff. You will have physical conditioning, but you are taught higher echelon manners of tactical and strategic and on the ground military. I don't know what the word is. I'm sorry. I think I just used too many words in the front. What is West Point? I believe it's naval. Or no, that's Annapolis. No, West Point is for Army. The United States Military Academy trains and inspire corps of cadets each to graduate as a commissioned leader. Okay, got it. Got it. So yeah, they produce officers. They produce high-ranking members of the military. Instead of just enlisting and going up the ranks from basic private all the way up to staff sergeant, lieutenant, and da da. You get into here. Now, they made an announcement that the mission statement of West Point will no longer include the words duty, honor, country. They're switching that out for Army values. What the fuck was wrong with duty, honor, and country? I can't even say it. I'm just like completely taken aback. The new mission statement will be to build, educate, train, and inspire the corps of cadets to be commissioned leaders of character committed to the Army values instead of committed to duty, honor, and country. Okay. Why? 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 I don't know. I just thought I would throw this in there. Maybe have you guys questioning or provide me an answer. Why the fuck was it changed? What was the issue with it? What's... Changes came to the mission statement after a year and a half long assessment. Great. Year and a half. So around 2022, they decided this shit. They wanted to make edits to the decades. What was wrong? What was wrong with duty, honor, country? The Army serves what? The country. They operate with honor. They are bound to their duty, which is to the country, in which they must perform with honor. What the fuck is wrong with that? Okay. Just... Woosa. If you guys figure out why, I couldn't find the actual reason. I don't know whose panties got twisted up in a bunch over those three words. Yeah. Oh, and here's a bit of fun shit. The city of Pittsburgh takes the purge as an instruction manual. So, this is tied to another story. The the cannibals have returned to Haiti. Whether they have left or not, I don't know, but people in Haiti have resorted back to cannibalism. And the streets are now ruled by a warlord named Barbecue. Alright, that's some shit. His fucking name's Barbecue. Alright. Police officers are nowhere to be found, even at the country's national prison complex. And the doors are wide open. Yeah. Great. Human Rights Watch put in a recent report that says there have been no prosecutions or convictions or of those responsible for the killings, kidnappings, and sexual violence or their supporters since the start of 2023. So this has been roughly a year of this shit, led by Barbecue. So Pittsburgh this week announced that police officers will simply stop responding to the vast majority of crimes, including burglary and harassment, as long as there's no in-progress emergency. Additionally, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., As few as 20 police officers will be on duty to cover the entire city of 300,000 people. This is close to the purge as anything. It's fucking Pittsburgh. So what this means, if someone breaks into your house in Pittsburgh and you call 911 and it just happens to be like 4:30 a.m., no one's coming. Even if your alarm goes off and the alarm company is notifying the authorities, no one's coming. The police chief in Pittsburgh has clarified that for burglaries under this new policy, they need some sort of second verification in order to ensure that the burglar's on the premises at that moment before police will consider driving out to your house. Why? Why? What? What the fuck? Oh, goodness. So even if the burglar isn't smart and they break into your home between those hours, 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., it doesn't even matter if you have them like recorded on your ring doorbell, you know, the doorbell with the camera, or if you have like those Nest cameras or anything that, you know, can record them. Because there's only 20 cops in the entire city who can get to you. So the people going through your home can take their sweet time. Doesn't matter. They have 4 fucking hours to do so. So long as no one confirms that they're actually... I mean, how would you know if, like, you're out of the house and you're thinking, it's fine, I have my home alarm, and the alarm company will notify the police if all my shit is taken in the middle of the night and I'm not there. Nice. Alright, I have nothing else to add. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find like the humor and all. There's a lot of funny shit, but just making it extra, extra, extra funny. Just to get through it. Anyways, that is all for me. Wishing you guys the best. Stay safe. If you're able to and your state allows, go get trained on how to handle a firearm. I'm honest and dead serious about this. I think you'll need it. Stock up. Protect your home. Protect your family. And that's all I got for now. Over and out.
This is Haley from Comics Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all the new episodes. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our UFC YouTube channel. Link will be in the description. See you there.